Okay, good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing? Anyway, a number of years ago, Rabbi Hain tells the story that he was on a plane traveling to Eretz Yisrael watching a movie, you know, or so he says. And in the movie, the plot, you know, they have subtitles, so you wind up reading all the subtitles. So they say, what does that do with the price of tea in China? What does that do with anything? And the Hebrew translation was, Ma inyan shmita etzel har Sinai. What does that do with the price of tea in China? The expression of manish, what does that do with anything? Right? That's the expression we bring in. It comes from this week's parasha, where it begins, the Torah begins talking about Shemitah. It starts talking about Shemitah. And when the beginning of Shemitah, so Vayadabar Hashem Moshe Bahar Sinai Lamor, asks Rashi, my inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai, what does Shemitah have to do with Har Sinai? So Rashi is telling us a general rule, V'lokol ha-mitzvos nemru b'Sinai. All the mitzvos are given at Sinai. So why specifically are you singling out Shemitah? So the Gemara says, Elama Shemitah Nemra Kloloseh Vidiktukah Sinai. Just like by Shemitah, all of the general rules and the specifics are said at Sinai. So to all of the mitzvos, the general rules, the specifications, they're all given at Sinai. And it's telling us a very important rule, that is, that all of our mitzvos are given at Sinai. It's not like that he came down with the Ten Commandments. The 15 commandments, no, the 10 commandments, Ayin Shom, Mel Brooks. But it wasn't that he just gave the 10 commandments, but rather all the mitzvos are given there. Okay, classic moment.
I got you.
Okay, as long as Larry gets my jokes, that's all that matters. Anyway, the question that the Ber Yosef, going back to the Ber Yosef, asks, and it's a very important question that you have to ask all the time. Whenever the Torah gives us a general rule in a specific location, you have to ask yourself, why was the general rule given in this specific location? Meaning, why was Shemitah selected as the mitzvah to teach us that all mitzvahs is given Har Sinai? Right? You didn't choose Trumos, Ma'isrus, you didn't choose Lulav Esrog. Why specifically is the concept of Shemitah chosen as the paradigm for all mitzvahs given at Har Sinai? And hopefully, you know, by the end of today, we'll have an idea, plus we'll be able to tie it into the upcoming Yom Tov of Shavuos. Okay, so the Ber Yosef goes on to explain based on the following pasuk, based on the following medrash. The medrash tells us in the beginning of Vayikra, Baruch Hashem Malach of Gibur Ekoach Osei Dvar L'Shmoa Bekol Dvaru. What is this pasuk referencing when it says, "Blessed is Hashem, the angels who are very strong, Gibur Ekoach, very strong, who do the words Osei Dvar L'Shmoa Bekol Dvaru, to listen to the words of His." If it's talking about Malachim, it can't, because we have another pasuk that says, Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Tzvakov. So what does it mean, Kol Malachim? So the Medrash explains, it's talking about Gibori Kavachol Seidvaro. So it says, we're talking about Shomrei Shvius, the people who keep the Shemitah. B'noeg Sheba'olam Adam Osa Mitzvah Yomecha. Generally, you do mitzvah, but could you imagine the Gibori Koach? Why the Gibori Koach? The Medrash goes on to explain. Because could you imagine for one second, we talk about Shemitah as a theoretical idea, but when you are a farmer, your entire sustenance is coming from the fruits and the vegetables, and you have to just let it. Could you imagine the pain, right? If you're like a stockbroker, the marshal, and for a year you couldn't make a sale, you go out of your box. You wouldn't be able to support your family. And yet, when your whole entire parnassa is based on your fruits and vegetables, and you can't touch it, that requires tremendous gvura. Ezu gibor, who is the gibor? Hakovish is Yisrael. You have to conquer your yetzer gibor. The pasuk says Baruch Hashem Malach of Gibore Koach is referencing the people who keep Shemitah. So we see from this that it's very difficult. We know it's very difficult. Shemitah might be the most impossible mitzvah to keep. And how could God command us really to keep the mitzvah of Shemitah? Chodesh Baruch is a good guy. We know this. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us very much to have a parnasa, in order that we should be able to sit and learn Hashem's Halakha Torah and do other things and do mitzvahs and daven and do acts of kindness. But we need a parnasa to do all these things. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this Herculean task of making sure we keep Shemitah. It's very, very difficult. This is the question that's posed. So like this. So we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give this mitzvah to anybody. He measures out everything carefully. He doesn't give this mitzvah to the goyim. He's not asking anybody to do this. Just like what he gave the Torah. Mother the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Kol HaHarim. He measured out all the mountains. He didn't find any of the mountains who was responsible for this except for Maamad Har Sinai. He didn't find any other nation who could accept this. He found the Jewish nation. And he didn't find any of the time in history, except for the time in history of the generation that ate the man. So you have all of this in play. What's so unique about this? So the Bar Yosef explains it the following way. Initially, when the world was created, everybody was on an exalted state. What happens then? Unfortunately, the Nachash comes and makes Chava eat, and she what brings in Pasuk Zuhama. She brings in this disgusting, the Nachash brings in this disgusting smell into the world. And people are not on that level. But the preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah changes everything. Those 6 days when Klal Yisrael was by the mountain getting ready to receive the Torah, Klal Yisrael became a changed nation. Klal Yisrael. We know one of the biggest kashas that is asked throughout the year at the Seder. We say, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have brought us to Sinai and not get us, the Torah would have been enough. What? Not give us the Torah? No, it would have been enough. Because what was Har Sinai about? It was that time in history with the humblest of all mountains. It was the time in history with the nation who was ready. It was that time in history of the nation who just escaped Mitzrayim, who was ready for it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu went through a process of purity for Klal Yisrael to enable them to receive the Torah. And our reaction to that was one of Naaseh V'Nishma. An irresponsible reaction. The guy says to us, what kind of impulsive nation is this that they said we will do before we will listen? But because we went through that process of purity, we had the bitachon and the wherewithal to say, Naaseh V'Nishma. Yes, we will accept the Torah before we even know what's in it. You know what that showed? That showed a tremendous amount of bitachon, of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He's going to give us exactly what we needed. And therefore we placed the Naaseh V'Nishma beforehand. That's why it says in Pasuk, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachim Giborei Koach. Blessed is the nation that is Giborei Koach. They understood the secret that the Malachim understood. That when you take the Torah, you have to go all in with tremendous bitachon. We're talking specifically about who? And we talk about Baruch Hu Hashem, not only people accepted the Torah, but the people who have accepted upon themselves this very difficult mitzvah of Shemitah. Because it's Hainuhach, it's the same thing. What does the acceptance of Shemitah show us? Who could accept the mitzvah of Shemitah? Only those people who have tremendous bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here you are, you get your credit card bill, you got to pay $50,000, but I make my money off of selling tomatoes. You can't sell them. How are you going to do it? I have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wow. I come and I say, Naaseh. Then I'm going to listen and figure it out. I'm going to say, Naaseh V'Nishma. When Klal Yisrael stood before Har Sinai, we became a nation who could have this accept upon himself, this Herculean task of accepting Shemitah. Only Klal Yisrael has that ability. And then we responded, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know you trusted us that we could do it, and therefore we're going to accept upon ourselves this mitzvah of Shemitah, which is only for the Giborei Koach. It's only for the people who show tremendous strength. And we're not talking about strength that you can hit massive 500-foot home runs. We're talking about strength that you have the wherewithal, that you're not going to touch your produce, even though your parnassah is laying dependent upon that. So now we go back to the beginning. My inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. What does Shemitah have to do with Har Sinai? Why was that chosen as the mitzvah that was going to be the paradigm for all the mitzvahs to show us that the details were given Har Sinai? Because Shemitah represents what's necessary for Kabbalah HaTorah. This notion of bitachon, of tremendous trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what's necessary to receive the Torah. For us to say Naaseh V'Nishma, beautiful new sefer that came out, that Rav Yerucham Olshan, Yarech Lemoadim, he has it at all the Yom Tov, but it just came out on Shavuos yesterday, I just got it. Last year it was a pamphlet, this year it's a sefer. We say each and every day in our tefillah, Ba'avor Avoseinu, what do we say? Ba'avor Avoseinu Shebetchu Becha, who had the bitachon in you. Ba'avor, that's why we're able to accept the Torah. Which generation was the one who merited the Torah? The generation who ate from the man. Why? Because what does man show? Could you imagine? Tuesday, what am I going to eat? Oh, it rained outside. I pick it up. What am I going to eat tomorrow? I don't know. Hopefully it'll rain more than mine. The bitachon. That community, that generation, showed unbelievable bitachon. They showed unbelievable confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, they merited to be able to receive the Torah. They went through their purification. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you a purification at Sinai. Then they come and they join. They say, Naaseh V'Nishma. And we continually show that bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the generations go on. Because each and every one of our generations, we continue to keep the very crucial mitzvah of Shemitah. It's crucial to the fabric of our entire methodology of thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately will provide. There's always going to be time. And I think it plays out in our daily lives. You got to work to make a pardas. Everyone's got to work to make a living. Everyone's got to work. But you set aside time in your daily schedule to learn, you got to work all day. No, the bitachon is, I don't have to work that extra hour. I'll survive without that extra hour. I'll set aside that hour for Talmud Torah. This is the message of Shemitah. This is the message of preparation for Kabbalah Sattara as we get closer to Shavuos. It's that I could stop for a moment and pause and reflect and say, I'm going to set aside time, I'm going to learn. I don't need to make that extra $50. I was talking to somebody yesterday, you know. Today we have a lot of people, they make money per hour. You know, psychologists or doctors or whatever it is. And if you don't see another patient, you're not going to make that money. You don't have a set salary. Those are the Gibore Koach, the people who are very strong where they say, I'm not going to see that extra patient. But I'm going to, instead, I'm going to send them to another therapist, Chas v'Shalom. If somebody needs help, of course you should help them. But you know, they gave a leave a message by a psychologist. The message is always the same. If this is an emergency, call Hatzalah. Anyway, but you're not going to spend that extra hour. But instead, what you're going to do is you're going to say, I'm going to sit and learn Torah. These are the Gibore Koach who are setting up Shemitah, Bizman HaZeh. Zayga Zutin Shtark. Have a wonderful Shabbos. And a Heilige Shavuos.